And we're returning to our main story, the recommendations of the Housing Commission, the body established under the programme for government to examine housing issues, including supply. And as we heard from reporter Tommy Meskell, the Commission has called for a radical strategic reset of housing policy and estimated an underlying housing deficit in Ireland of up to 256,000 homes. It's calling for emergency action to address this housing shortage. Sinn Féin housing spokesman is Eoghan O'Brien. He's here in studio. Very good morning to you. We haven't seen the report in full yet, but we have that comprehensive report from Tommy Meskell this morning, and we heard about ineffective decision making, reactive policy making, risk aversion dominating in relation to housing policy. Is this commission singing your song?
Well, first of all, this is a damning indictment of a failing government housing policy. I can't remember language as critical of as this produced by an independent body. And this isn't just a report. These people are involved in the delivery of housing every day, country's leading experts and practitioners. And what they're telling us is the government's housing plan isn't working. I mean, two additional sentences stand out. They're accusing both this government and its predecessors of failing to treat housing as a critical social and economic priority. And they also go on to say that it has one of the highest levels of public expenditure, yet one of the poorest outcomes. Now, we know all of this. We see this every day. Rents are rising, house prices are rising, homelessness is rising. Social, affordable and private to purchase homes aren't being delivered at the scale. But for an independent commission to make these kinds of comments and to say very loudly at a time when Simon Harris and Micheál Martin are saying their plan is working, they've turned a corner, they're building a momentum, for the commission to say, in fact, the very opposite, we need a radical strategic reset of housing policy.
I think to its credit, though, it is the government that set up this commission out of the programme for government to have this overview to move forward. And we've had the Taoiseach as late as last week, I think, talking about delivery of a quarter of a million homes, and you know, as well, talking about those targets needing to be revised upward.
Well, first of all, we've known about the issue of the housing deficit since 2020. Independent experts, industry, and opposition figures like myself have been talking about it. We've been calling out Darragh O'Brien's housing plan since it was published in 2021 for not having that deficit included. So for government to now, in the dying months of their term of office, to start saying they're now going to start looking about at this is really too little too late. But what the Commission report is also very strong on in terms of what I've seen so far, it's not just the number, and the number needs to be dramatically larger. It's the quantum of genuinely affordable homes, because they talk about how government policy is undermining affordability. And that sentence that Tommy Meskell mentioned earlier, that we need our social and affordable housing stock to be at about 20% of total housing, that would be a radical transformation of government policy. Only 8,500 social homes last year, about 1,000 affordable. We need to more than double that to achieve what's been talked about here. And crucially, they would have to be genuinely affordable, not the so-called affordable homes at 500,000 plus that
Tommy told us
is
about
currently delivering.
The money being spent now in relation to housing, what would be needed to generate the sort of delivery to meet that deficit and continue to give the annual targets. It's an eye-watering amount of money. And two questions arising out of that. Where do we get that cash, and how do we deliver on that scale?
Well, the first thing is the government aren't even spending the money that they're saying that's available. About €1 billion remains unspent almost every year in capital funding for social affordable housing. But money is there. So there is Exchequer revenue surpluses. There is the Housing Finance Agency. There is the European Investment Bank. There's also money from credit unions, as well as appropriate forms of private investment. So money is not the issue. But also,
even up to, I think a figure was something close to 20 billion.
Absolutely, because the cost of not doing this, both for individuals and families, for public services and for the economy, is far greater. This is critical infrastructure and requires an appropriate increase in both public and private investment. But also, let's not forget, in terms of the overall number, the people who have produced this report are involved in the delivery of homes every single day. We've seen the Construction Industry Federation, we've seen Cairn and Glenbeigh and others say, yes, we could deliver 40,000 to 50,000 new homes a year if government got the policies right. My big fear is this. I don't believe the government would have published this report. They've been sitting on the first Housing Commission report since August of last year. I suspect if RTÉ hadn't got access to this, we would have never seen this information until the latter end of the government's term of office. But the crucial point is this. Does anybody really think this government, who are defending a failing housing policy to the hilt, are going to accept these findings and deliver that radical reset?
Well, let's see.
I don't believe they are, which is why we need a general election, a change of government, because only a Sinn Féin housing minister will deliver that radical reset.
Let me bring in, we've just got a clip, I think, of the Taoiseach reacting to Tommy Mescal's report on the Housing Commission findings. Let's listen to that.
Let's not forget the government set up the Housing Commission because the government wants to come to work every day and get the best possible ideas in terms of how we can do more to address the housing challenge that we're living through. I'm very proud of the work that is underway in relation to housing. When my party first came to government in 2011, fewer than 7,000 homes were built that year. Last year, more than 32,000 homes were built. This year so far, we've seen over 30,000 homes go to construction, commence construction already this year, and we're only at the start of the month of May. So there are encouraging signs, but I said it when I became leader of Fine Gael. I said it in my Ardesh speech. What we need now is a step change in terms of ambition. I know that's a view shared across the three parties. Now that we're seeing supply ramping up, we're seeing our workforce increasing, we need to say, what more can we do? That's why we've made decisions to extend the waiver on development levies. It's why we've invested more money in the First Home Scheme, and it's why we asked the Housing Commission to come forward with more ideas. And what I want the Housing Commission to know, and what I want the people of Ireland to know, is that the government will take very seriously these recommendations, because we're in the business of looking for more ideas, more novel approaches, more innovative ways to continue to increase housing supply.
Taoiseach Simon Harris, you've really responded to that in advance there, but 30 seconds.
Isn't it remarkable? 12 years in government, house prices up 50%, rent up 100%, child homelessness up 500%. These people are the cause of the problem, and now he's saying after those 12 years, and they're only going to start fixing it now.
You heard him saying they need to go.
We need that radical reset.
We'll leave
and we need
it
a change of government.
Ona Brin, thank you very much for joining us.